Moncrief on News Talk.
Like many other parts of the world, the oyster population in Florida has declined massively. And so Professor Heather O'Leary wanted to throw a bit of light on the crisis. But rather than produce another report few people would read, she opted for a different mode of communication, jazz. Heather, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. It's a joy to speak.
It's a joy to speak in general for all of us, I would have thought. Describe your journey, if you will, that you eventually concluded the only way to express this crisis is through the medium of jazz.
Sure. So I am an anthropologist. I wander around the world and talk to people about their water issues. When I was in India, I was working a lot with women who had a first grade education and couldn't even sign their name to things. And then when I came to Florida for my academic position, I've been working a lot with fisher folk who don't necessarily trust science and data making. But these are the folks who are on the front line of water crises. And so some of the knowledge that they have about how to mitigate and live through some of these dangers is really important to science and the rest of society. So during the pandemic and things, when everything was getting a little bit glum and dark for many folks, my school was also offering free and open to the public musical concerts to people. I had a small child, and when she was sitting there, even though some of the compositions were hundreds of years old, I could see her emotionally connecting with the pieces. And so I was thinking about how dire it sometimes feels when we're doom scrolling or looking at some of the data in some of the world's most sticky problems, but how much different it feels when we can come together, speak to one another, and understand things from each other's point of view. So I thought, why not involve the Department of Music and the Department of the Arts at my university to come together with professors and students to play?
Right. Okay. But in the sense that specifically, was it oysters that thought you, made you think I'll contact the music department and get them to somehow express this musically, or is it science in general you're trying to communicate with music?
I think that this is a much bigger thing in science. That it's crucial that we're not just talking to other folks in our departments or other folks at universities or even our public policy decision makers, but everyday people. And so this jazz piece with the oysters is actually our third. Our first one was on the Florida Red Tide, and that one has a lot of like funky saxophone noises. The second one was thinking about coral reef collapse and specifically stony coral tissue loss disease on the coast of Florida. That one you get a lot more clicks and clacks, because when you dive into a reef, you hear all the creatures crunching their teeth and their skeletons against the skeletons of the reef. And so when we were thinking about oysters, we thought about jazz because of like the roaring 20s and overconsumption, but we also thought about the deep roots of jazz along Florida's Gulf Coast. And so thinking about all of the blues and jazz that developed there, it ended up being the right medium.
Okay, all right. And when somebody then, and the name of this piece, just so people are wondering, it's called Oysters Ain't Safe. And when people when people listen to Oysters Ain't Safe, I mean, is there a song part of it that imparts information, or is there a context in which people can understand the meaning of this piece of music?
Absolutely. So we like the title, which was taken from some of the social media posts and the anthropological interviews of everyday people. Now, some of them were saying oysters ain't safe to eat because they'll hurt human health. But others were saying oysters ain't safe because of all the human consequences to our waterways. And so that's making reefs decline and a lot of different problems cascading from the declining oyster population. And so we really loved that theme that flowed through the interviews, just the sense of like mutual safety and dependency.
Right. Okay. But if somebody listens to the music, if we were to play the music now, would people go, oh, oysters ain't safe? Or would they just go, that's a piece of music?
Well, right now we have a MIDI file. So it sounds like kind of cheesy soft jazz from yesteryear, maybe like the elevator music.
Oh, I see. So I get it now. So if you eat oysters, it might throw up, and a similar effect if you listen to the soft jazz.
Perhaps. But when our students perform it in this winter, you'll be able to hear the lyric sun. And those lyrics come directly from people's mouths, from the things that they say about oysters and about the declining oyster population. And you'll notice that the music makes a little bit of sense because our very talented composition students were the ones who composed it. However, it didn't just come out of thin air. This is the beauty of sonification. So when the amount of pounds went up or down, that's when some of the instruments went up or down. And you can notice that there is some of a stronger beat or a faster pace to things. That's another trick of sonification. You can hear the economic, the physical, and the social databases all coming together. And so even if you're not a math whiz, you can still kind of hear and sense that the sound of this marine risk is really different from some of the other kinds of marine risks.
Well, Heather, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Professor Heather O'Leary, Professor of Anthropology at St. Petersburg University.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.